Pope Benedict XVI today returns to his homeland, Germany, to take part in World Youth Day in Cologne. This is the new pope's first international event since his election 4 months ago. Observers are going to watch closely to see whether Pope Benedict has the same impact on the world's young Catholics as did his predecessor, John Paul II. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reports from Cologne.
Before leaving for Germany, Pope Benedict gave his first interview as pope. He told Vatican Radio he hoped young people would see Christianity not as a stale, reheated meal, but as the spring of all youth and of all life.
Yes, I'd like to show them how beautiful it is to be Christian. I want to make clear that it's not a burden to be carried by great love and realization, but it's like having wings.
Benedict has repeatedly lashed out against what he describes as a godless Europe, a continent whose churches are increasingly empty and which faces a serious crisis in vocations. The Pope voiced hope the presence of hundreds of thousands of young Catholics in Cologne will help Europe rediscover its Christian roots and defeat what he has called the dictatorship of relativism.
We are hoping for this because such an encounter of people from all continents should also give the old continent, the host, a new impulse and help us so that we don't only see the sick, the tired, and the missed opportunities in European history. Because after all, we are in a state of self-pity and self-accusation.
So far, there's little reflection of that bleak picture in Cologne. City streets are throbbing with the sounds of excited throngs of teenagers cheering, dancing, and waving their national flags. This exuberant crowd came from Ecuador. 15-year-old Carla Goya speaks for the group.
This is our form to pray to God. Yes, and we feel so happy to stay in Germany.
There are also lots of kids from the United States. 19-year-old Jennifer Park from Los Angeles dismisses charges that the Catholic Church is out of tune with young people.
The fact that all the youth come together to pray and to go to Mass shows that we're in support of what the Church does and that we truly do love the Catholic Church and believe in what the Catholic Church teaches.
But not everyone here strictly follows official church doctrine. Elisa Milaferro from Turin, Italy, laughs when she's asked if she observes Catholic sexual ethics.
No, questo no.
Her friend Ivan Elena elaborates.
Il problema sono alcune posizioni della Chiesa.
There are problems with the church's positions, for example, on contraception and abortion. This is not a problem just for young people, but for all Catholics. I think some of the Pope's positions could be modified, but not just to please young people.
The young pilgrims in Cologne are on a spiritual quest and show little interest in deep analysis and debate. The festive cheer alternates with prayer at the many outdoor masses. Pope Benedict will be meeting others apart from Catholic youth while he's here. He will meet Muslim leaders and will visit a synagogue, a highly significant gesture by a German pope in the country that spawned the Holocaust. It also comes at a time of strained relations between the Vatican and Israel, which accused the pope of overlooking anti-Israeli terrorism. But the focus will be on youth. 400,000 young pilgrims have arrived in Cologne so far. The key event will be the big outdoor mass celebrated by the Pope on Sunday, and German organizers are still hoping 1 million young people will attend. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Cologne.